The summit was a controversial one, the Trump administration inviting conservative commentators, known conspiracy theorists, and internet trolls to the White House to air their views on social media. Some of them say they have been blocked from social media as a result of their conservative views, rather than, in some cases, the fact they promoted hate speech or propagated fake ideas. Ahead of the event, the president tweeted that the fake news is not as important or as powerful as social media. The president moaned that he'd lost Twitter followers as a result of the company carrying out occasional purges to remove fake accounts from the site, some of which followed the president. I'm Nick Harper in New York.